second hour of the broadcast.
Wow.
908. Once again, if anybody wants to call in the course of the next hour, the number to do that, toll-free number, is 800-313-9443. Have any comments about what I'm discussing or anything else that's on your mind for that matter, call in. So I'll continue with this article here. Levin seeks a more diplomatic approach with a secondary military option in light of recent sanctions, and insists that the zeal with which the administration props up Iran as a threat will only serve to strengthen the fanatics that will present themselves as martyrs in the public eye. Oh, gosh, you've got to be kidding me. Oh, man. I mean, come on, folks. If you can't see that they're just... You know that saying, how do you tell a politician's lying? Their lips are moving? Yeah, well, here you go. These guys are just absolutely disgusting. Do you realize how many people, innocent people, are going to be slaughtered, just like with Iraq? You know, the estimates are around a million and a half, with just this war alone. That doesn't include the 1.5 million that died the previous decade, to that from the sanctions, and then the, you know, probably another million or so, million and a half that died from the first Iraq war. I mean, think of it. We're looking at probably 5 or 6 million people that have died in Iraq, or 4 or 5, I should say, at least, maybe more, that have died in Iraq since 1991, all at the hands of the freedom and democracy bringers. At least 4 or 5 million Iraqis have died in Iraq. Unbelievable. And a lot of those deaths resulted, you know, from starving people to death. Little kids. 500,000 during the 90s died, again, just from the sanctions. 500,000 kids, that is. The other million were adults. 500,000 kids. And then you had, what was her name, Albright there, Madeleine Albright, saying that, oh, yeah, I think it was worth it. Yeah, those 500,000 kids were worth it. She said that specifically in response to a question regarding those kids. You know, was 500,000 kids' lives worth it? Oh, yes, yes, I think it was worth it. These people are psychopaths. I mean, you get, you know, Janet Reno, one of the reasons given for going into the Waco compound. Got a show coming up on that sometime. Oh, boy, if you're not aware of that, tune in for that show. It's unbelievable what went on there. But, you know, one of the reasons that they went in the first place was because of the children there. They wanted to protect the children. And they wound up torching them to death. 17 kids were in that compound. Folks, they don't care how many people they kill. Doesn't matter how many children, how many women, how many seniors, innocent men. It doesn't matter. They want what they want, and they're going to rig it any way they can to get what they want, to lie us, to sucker us into yet another war. Oh, all right, here's the last couple lines I'll cite from this article. Graham calls for the United States to be aggressive in seeking to prevent Iran from building a nuclear weapon. Again, no evidence that they're actually interested in doing that. All that Abinijad said was that they want to have nuclear power. You know, I'll never get that guy's name down. Never. But, you know, he's welcomed inspectors to come in. He's not hiding anything. Saddam did the same thing, of course. That didn't stop him. All right, guys, on a short break. I'll finish this article up when we get back. Stick with us.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. I'll just finish reading these last couple lines here from this article. Graham calls for the United States to be aggressive in seeking to prevent Iran from building a nuclear weapon. What nuclear weapon? They don't even have any evidence that they're making nuclear weapons, but we're determined to prevent them from doing it. Graham insists that time is not on our side. Again, see the panic button? Oh, it's urgent. We got to act right now before the whole world comes to an end. They're going to be the ones that bring it to an end if we'd sit back and let them. Graham insists that time is not on our side against a regime. Oh, like we don't have a regime here. I love how they use that word. They always use regime. That's getting a little old, too, to describe, countries that... Washington, i.e. Wall Street, wants to invade against a regime that has openly expressed what he says is a desire to destroy Israel. Oh, well, there we go. There's the bottom line, isn't it? The bottom line isn't always profit. Very often, it's Israel or Israel's prophets. How's that? Look at this. Unbelievable. So now our job is to defend it. Well, it's always been, but... They're coming right out now and throwing it right in your face. Our job is to defend Israel. That's what our military exists for, guys. That's what this whole country's budget exists for, to defend Israel. Sacrifice all our soldiers, all our money, all our wealth, everything for Israel. expressed what he says is a desire to destroy Israel. We're running out of time. We have to stop them now before they have a chance. Amajin Abinajan Adanavdad, they never expressed any desire to destroy Israel, okay? Never. I'm sure he'd be happy, as would 99% of the rest of the world, if Israel didn't exist anymore. Certainly not in its current form, run by its current thugs. But never expressed any desire to wipe it off the map. Israel, on the other hand, has expressed a desire to wipe the entire Arab world off the map. Anyway, the article continues. And that he's that he says Sikhs to enrich uranium for weapons purposes rather than simply adopt nuclear power. Again, based on what? This is the claim, like they said with WMDs. He's got them, as Rumsfeld said, somewhere north, south, east, or west of Tikrit. You remember that, don't you? Yeah, he actually said that. We know Saddam's got weapons of mass destruction. We know exactly where they are. They're somewhere north, south, east, or west of Tikrit. Oh, man. You got to be kidding me. Oh, what a circus. So Amajin Abinajinadad, I guess he's got weapons, too. Somewhere north, south, east, or west of Damascus. These guys are unbelievable. Look, the bottom line. They want war. They love war. War is lots of fun. It's a great way to increase your stock portfolio and grab a whole lot of power while you're at it, and a little more oil, too, to boot. Did you know the Council on Foreign Relations came out the other day and said that oil is going to jump to $200 a barrel if we go to war with Iran? Woo! You can just hear them rubbing their hands together on that one. But we hope ever so much that we don't have to go to war. Says the White House. Says the well oil invested White House. Man, oh man. I tell you guys, it doesn't get more Orwellian than this. All right, here's another one. Priest jailed for protesting Fort Huacuca. Boy, that's a hard one to pronounce. Torture training. This is a military base in Arizona. The article says Louis Vitali, 75, a Franciscan priest, and Steve Kelly, 58, a Jesuit priest. Little face saving there, I guess. Anyway, were sentenced to 5 months each in federal prison for attempting to deliver a letter opposing the teaching of torture at Fort Huacuca in Arizona. Arrested simply for attempting to deliver a letter. Good thing they didn't actually deliver that letter. But the fact that they had the nerve to even attempt to do it, that's 5 months in prison right there. And look at their ages, too, 75 and 58. Ooh, they're a real threat. It's like that 82-year-old guy that was visited by the SS, otherwise known as the Secret Service, for writing a letter to the editor of his local newspaper saying that when they hung Saddam, they hung the wrong man. The guy never made reference to Bush. In fact, he said himself, how do they know I wasn't talking about Osama? Nope, they assumed he was talking about Bush, so he gets a visit from... So, you know, that's unbelievable. I mean, that's something that could cause an elderly man to die of a heart attack. Maybe that's what they wanted. I don't know. But the real purpose of that, guys, it's all just complete mind games. They want to send a message to the general public. Hey, look, if we can do this to an elderly man, we'll do it to you too, so just shut up. Accept that we want to go to war and go and fight our wars for us, or we'll send you to Guantanamo. Hey, you know, going to Guantanamo might be an acceptable alternative to going to fighting their phony wars where you go and breathe depleted uranium and get pot shots taken at you. Both priests, the article continues, were taken directly into jail from the courtroom after sentencing. So there you go. All you have to do now is just attempt to mail a letter and speaking out against this kind of garbage. And but you know, nothing gets done to the fact that they're actually training them in torture. That's okay. again, it makes me think of that 10-year-old kid that was arrested down in Florida for bringing a glass of water to Terry Schiavo. Oh, boy, this is unbelievable. No problem that they're starving and dehydrating that woman to death for 2 weeks. Oh, that's no problem there at all. But if you dare try to attempt to stop us, if you try to save her life, you know, it used to be that you got arrested for murdering someone or attempting to murder somebody. Now you get arrested for attempting to save someone when the government's trying to murder them. I don't know. I think you can still be arrested if you try to starve someone to death. I think that's still against the law. But the government can do it, and that's okay, and don't you dare try to stop them. That's illegal. Oh, Georgie boy, Mr. Orwell, you had no idea. But you just weren't creative and imaginative enough to have thought up this kind of scenario. This is way beyond anything Orwell had envisioned, guys. It really is absolutely disgusting. Here's another one. Shoot first laws make it tougher for burglars in the United States. Again, here's some more George Orwellian mind control propaganda here. They're Pavlovian conditioning us. See how the shoot first policy is great? It's curtailing burglaries. So now we're just going to shoot first across the board at anybody we don't like who looks at us funny. Or just because we're bored and want some target practice. Shoot first and ask questions later if the person's still alive. Not to mention getting that little taser action going, too. That's really fun. The article says, burglars in the United States could once sue homeowners if they were shot, but now a growing number of states have made it legal to shoot to... Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I read that wrong. I thought that this was... an article about police shooting first. I guess they're actually saying, oh, you know what? This is good news for change. What do you know? Check this out. I don't believe it. Burglars in the United States could once sue homeowners. Now, wasn't that a kick in the head? Only in America, folks. Yeah, that's true. A burglar could break, well, I guess apparently no more, but a burglar before could break into your house and sue the homeowner if they were shot. Oh, man. But apparently now, that's no longer the case here, according to this. Now a growing number of states have made it illegal to shoot to kill when somebody breaks into a house. Oh, no, I guess it is now illegal. Oh, I don't know. What. Number of states have made it... Oh, have made it legal. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, so this is good news. They've actually made it legal. I don't know what states those are, but... truth is, folks... You don't have to wait for your state to make it legal. The Constitution already says that you have the right to do this. You have the right to defend your property against an assailant breaking into your house. That's what the whole Second Amendment is about. And that includes thugs that have a badge as well as those that don't, by the way. Anyway, that is good news. That's actually good news. I'm surprised, you know, with their... lust for wanting to grab your guns and take away your gun rights. Some states are actually passing laws now that make it legal. Again, you don't need your state to do this. The Constitution already makes it legal. But nevertheless, this is a positive sign. There's a move for some states to make it legal. Yeah, imagine that. You can actually defend yourselves against a thug. But if that thug happens to be wearing a badge that wants to steal your property in the name of fighting the war on drugs when you're not a drug dealer, well, that's a different story. Then we're going to throw the book at you if we don't shoot and kill you first. Anyway, now that's good to know. I read that one wrong. That's actually some good news. Here's another one. Hey, this is cool. You got to love George Carlin. I mean, this guy, you ever heard his spiel when he goes off on Who Runs Washington? You're all a bunch of slaves, folks. It's a rigged game. I love it. He just goes on and on. He talks about the lobby groups, how they control everything, and... you know, Congress owns you. He says, you don't have any say. You don't have any vote. It's all, you know, the candidates are handpicked. He knows what's going on. Anyway, he recently came out this past weekend talking about 9/11. I'll talk about that some when we get back, folks. Stick with us. Short break.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
All right, guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani, going over some current news items here. This is great stuff, man. I tell you, George Carlin, surprised this man has lived as long as he has, because he's been very outspoken about all kinds of political corruption for decades on end. I mean, that's the main theme in his stand-up routines. In fact, it's a brilliant strategy, you know, in the context of comedy. You know, he preaches a political sermon. You've ever listened to him, a great deal of what he says is not comedy at all. I mean, he says it in the context of a joke, but he's very serious. He's making some very important and very legitimate points. You know, that spiel I was talking about, it's on YouTube. Just Google George Carlin political commentary or something. You'll see. It's really good. I mean, you know, some vulgar language in it. For those of you that don't like that, you got to use your bleeper button there a little bit, but I mean, he's really good. He's doing a good job waking a lot of people up, you know. But he talks about the education system, how rigged it is. He says they don't want an educated public. They want to dumb you down. If you know what's going on, if you're educated, you got to figure out that you're getting scammed. I love it. Anyway, this is most interesting now. He's officially come out. I don't think he's ever made any statements before about 9/11 or ever been asked about it. But it's official now. He's come out, and he doesn't believe in the official story either. He was at a book fair just a few blocks from grounds where the Twin Towers were over the past weekend, He was at a book fair, and this is what he said. Somebody approached him. They had a small camcorder. They recorded him. And, yeah, he didn't pull any punches. He wasn't the least bit shy to give his genuine opinion. He said, "I always question the received reality." I like that. That's all we ever get, guys, is the received reality, the reality they want. Cheney actually boasted once that we create reality. He actually said that. We create reality, and they do. They create it. They orchestrate it the way they want the public to perceive it. And that's every bit as much true in the textbooks as it is on the evening news. You know, what's on the evening news today, the way it's twisted and corruptly portrayed, is how it winds up in the textbooks. So you go today and you read about, you know, World War One and how we got involved, and you're told that the Pearl Harbor thing was a complete surprise. We had no idea that this was going to happen. And no, it's a lie, folks. They knew it was going to happen. They orchestrated it, or I should say they instigated it to happen. Having cracked the purple code, they knew it was coming. They sat back and let it happen, and then they capitalized on it as the excuse they were looking for to get them into the war, to get this country into that war. They did the same thing, of course, in World War One with the Lusitania. They stacked the hull of the ship with munitions bound for England and France while they were claiming to be neutral in the war. They were supplying them to fight against the Germans. And when the ship was sunk,
oh, look what those terrible Germans did.
They're evil. And then, of course, the propaganda machine whipped into high gear. You had people like Walter Lippmann that headed that whole thing up to lie to the American public, to make the Germans look like they were evil when, in fact, they didn't want to attack that ship. They sent mercenaries to the dock to warn people not to board that ship. Of course, the U.S. Government had their thugs there telling them,
don't listen to them, it's just wartime propaganda. Get on the boat, one and all. Come on, everybody, women, children, everybody, get on the boat. We want maximization of death toll here so we can get our little war.
Anyway, he continues on here. This was also on the videotape. Carlin says, the consensus reality is often intentionally misleading. And keep in mind, he's speaking here in the context specifically of 9/11. But I love his choice of words. The consensus reality, the reality that they create, and they reach a consensus on it, first amongst themselves, little controlled little pundits in the media, taking orders from their string pullers behind the curtain, and then they reach a consensus with the general public, deceiving them into accepting this false reality that they've created, this false perception. He says, the consensus reality is often intentionally misleading. Well, of course. Absolutely. So he's coming right out and telling you that, yeah, that's the case with 9/11, like everything else. He goes on, the people who are in charge do what they want, and they will always do what they want. Power does what it wants to. And I wouldn't trust an investigation. He was asked, you know, do you think we should have another investigation? I wouldn't trust an investigation. So there you go. He doesn't trust the 9/11 Commission or any other. I mean, think about it. You know, the government is in question as being corrupt and involved in heinous activities, like Waco, for example. And what happens? Janet Reno, the one who gave the orders to invade the compound in the first place and then to go in finally later and kill the people in the compound, she appoints a commission. Oh, yeah, we can trust a commission appointed by the very person who was responsible for the people's deaths and who was the most suspect in the whole case. I mean, think about it. This is incredible. It's like the Kennedy assassination investigation, so-called, the Warren Commission. Headed up by Alan Dulles, the man that Kennedy fired as a CIA director. Yeah, we can trust that investigation. The man who was one of the prime suspects in the whole operation, and of course it turns out to be true. We got that confirmed by William Colby, CIA director. He said that Alan Dulles and David Rockefeller orchestrated Kennedy's assassination. Did you know that? He said that before the Select Committee on Assassinations. All right, guys, short break. Stick with us. Be right back.
Lose the love I knew, safe beneath the moon.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We actually got a caller on the line. Before I bring him on, though, let me just finish this George Carlin thing. Interesting stuff. He went on further to talk about his opinion of another investigation being launched. He says, this is what he said, "They don't investigate themselves in this country. It would be a whitewash. It would be like the Kennedy thing. It would be like everything." So there you go. He recognizes that all these investigations are frauds. They lie all the time. They're not interested in getting to the bottom of the truth. They, you know, they simply want to, you know, cover up what they're doing. Oh, you know what? I misread the text. I thought Bill was on the line. I guess not. He called into the office, but not to be on the show. Sorry, Bill. Anyway, so just another statement here. He said, during a recent appearance on the Keith Olbermann show, MSNBC guys, Carlin made another statement, interesting statement. He said that America was finished because, quote, no one questions things anymore, and that the population had been bought off by distractions, toys, and gizmos. Once again, this man is very, you know, attuned to what's going on. He's right. America has been distracted with, you know, football games, soap operas, you know, Xbox video games, you name it, on and on it goes. All of this stuff is just distractions designed to keep us busy, keep our attention off of what's going on. And unfortunately, you know, I hate to say it, but I agree with them. It looks like we are finished. I hope not. I mean, you know, we need to be kicking and fighting, you know, every step of the way right to the very end. And I still argue that we can turn this around. It's not, it hasn't reached the point of no return. We really could. But, you know, getting America not only woken up, but getting them motivated. Apparently it's not enough to wake America up. I think a great majority of Americans have woken up to some degree anyway. But getting them motivated now to do something. Isn't it astonishing? We've got them outnumbered, at least 1,000,000 to 1. And yet, look how the whole population is being sheep herded. And of course, not just this country. This is a global problem. The whole global population is being sheep herded by what must not be more than, say, 15,000, maybe 20,000 people total that are actually in high positions that are rigging this whole thing, including, you know, your corporate CEOs, all of your sellout government trash, your people in academia. You know, maybe 30,000 max. But, I mean, around the world, that's probably really it. The real hardcore supporters of this thing. I'm not talking about the sellout ones who are just going along with it because they're afraid and otherwise would never consent to this stuff. I'm talking about the real hardcore ones that are at the helm of this thing, planning it, orchestrating it. Probably not more than 20, 30,000 around the whole world. Against a population of, you know, 6.5 billion people. It's astonishing. It's scary that the human race can be so easily and completely manipulated by such a small percentage of people. I don't know. But anyway, that's Carlin's assessment. The nation is cooked. It's finished, he said. Because no one questions anything anymore. He's right. No one questions things. They just go right along with it. I mean, they can lie us into a war. How much more serious of a crime can you get than that? They can sell our jobs out to the tune of millions. They can drive up the oil and gas prices. They can open our borders up wide while professing to fight terrorism. They can stage fake Orange Alert, stage fake 9/11 attacks, stage fake anthrax attacks. And no one does or says anything about it. Mr. Carlin, unfortunately, is correct. Here's another one. Is the Bush administration planning martial law? Was another headline. The subheadline reads, Congressman DeFazio denied access to government documents. It opens with these words. The Bush administration shocked lawmakers and analysts 2 months ago when it denied a member of the House Homeland Security permission to examine classified plans for maintaining the functioning of the government in the event of a major national disaster or terrorist attack. So once again, guys, your life is to be a wide open book for their scrutinizing eyes, but you can't know anything that they're up to. I mean, this is serious. You talk about national security. Their phony claim to be concerned about national security, and yet this is the biggest threat to our national security right here. This plan to take over the government, to introduce a secret government in case of a national crisis. They're not allowing access to anyone in Congress to gain information about what their plans actually are. It's, you know, what they're going to do in case of such a crisis. You know, can you deny it anymore that we're headed for martial law in this country? I mean, can you honestly say that you don't think that that's what's in the works? Look at all the laws that they're passing to enable them to do such a thing. They're all in place. Why do you pass such laws? Why would you take such measures unless you were actually planning to implement these things and implement them? Oh, man. But yet there's still people that have their head wedged firmly up their hind parts that are in denial about this. One last news item, and then I'll go on to something else here. Video evidence of Ron Paul support being censored by Fox.
Ooh, what a shocker that is. I can't believe Fox would do something like that. After all, isn't it the no spin zone?
Here's how the article reads. We have, I think this was WorldNet Daily as well. I forget where I got this from now. We have obtained some exclusive footage of the Mackinac Republican Conference on Mackinac Island on September 22nd, 2007, where a producer of Fox News is instructing the cameramen to censor the support of Ron Paul at the conference. In the video, you can clearly see and hear him saying to a cameraman not to film the Ron Paul people and to just film people eating and to use voiceovers and, quote, crap like that. So there you go. As if you needed confirmation that that was actually going on, though. I mean, come on, guys. He gets no attention afforded to him by any of the mainstream media, any of the big networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, et al., you name it, CNN. They act like he doesn't even exist, or if they mention him, you know, it's at the bottom of the list. He has virtually no support. He's not a candidate even worth considering. It's incredible. And yet, in the reality is he's beating the pants off of all of the contenders in all of the debates across the board. Every single time you pay attention, you know, it's on the net. It's not in the news, but it's on the net. You can see that confirmed. Tell me the media isn't controlled. Tell me they're not deliberately keeping key pieces of information from you. Anyway, in the last, 20 minutes left or so, I thought I'd pick up with another segment. I haven't done this in a while. These are always worth a few laughs. Bushisms! Yes, some more great words of wisdom. Great words of wisdom from our great and honorable leader, Emperor George Bushio. Oh, man, here we go. I was going to make up a Chinese name for him, but I'll skip that one. My apologies to my Chinese listeners. I'm not making fun of the Chinese accent. I actually like the Chinese accent. It's pretty cool. I used to work with a woman from Singapore, and she'd, you know, go downstairs every once in a while, you know, if she was mad at her husband, and she'd go down there and have an argument with him on the phone. She didn't think I could hear her. I don't see how the whole neighborhood couldn't have heard her. But it was so funny. She'd be down there yelling in Chinese at him. And I don't know any Chinese swears, but I can tell you 99% of what she was saying must have been swears, because she was, wow. And then she'd come back up and be all calm again, this nice, quiet, shy little Chinese woman. I mean, she couldn't have been more than maybe 4.5 feet tall, just really, really small woman. And you'd never expect that could come out of her, you know, because she always talked just real soft voice. But boy, when she got on that phone with her husband, I mean, anyways, I think "wuchahaya chinga" is a word because she always used to say that. "Wuchahaya chinga." If anybody knows what that means, call me up. Anyway, all right, guys, here comes some of my favorite Bushisms here. Russia is no longer our enemy, and therefore we shouldn't be locked into a Cold War mentality that says we keep the peace by blowing each other up. In my attitude, that's old, that's tired, that's stale. Yeah, okay, George. Well, I guess he meant that's not how we're to keep the peace with Russia. But that's how we're to keep the peace with Afghanistan, Iraq, and soon Iran. Keep the peace by blowing each other up, or at least blowing them up anyway. Oh, this guy is just so disgusting. You know, it makes me think of that White House, a press conference there when he's making fun of the lie that got us into the war in the first place. You know, he's lifting up the top of the podium or looking underneath the podium. Whoops, no weapons of mass destruction over here. Whoops, no WMD over there. And, of course, his sellout, they're the ones orchestrating the whole thing. His little Wall Street buddy crowd there is just eating it up and laughing. It's so disgusting. You can hear him clapping and cheering and just getting off on this. He's making jokes about the lie that got us into the war in the first place. Whoops, no weapons over here. Laughing, you know, that they couldn't find the weapons. It's unbelievable. This is like the Let Them Eat Cake days again, guys, the French Revolution. These guys are so arrogant. They lie us into war, and then they joke about the thing that got us in the war, and they're laughing all the way to the bank as they make huge profits off of it and sucker you to probably go fight another one here before too long. Here's another one. But I also made it clear to Vladimir Putin that it's important to think beyond the old days of when we had the concept that if we blow each other up, the world will be safe. Whatever, George. It's negative to think about blowing each other up, he continued. That's not a positive thought. That's a Cold War thought. That's a thought that when people were enemies, back when people were enemies with each other. I think he said this during his 2000 phony campaign there, because he was trying to give the impression that he wasn't a war president and that under his administration we were going to be a peaceful administration. He did say that on other occasions, so I think that was the context of these statements here. That's old, that's stale, that's Cold War mentality. We're not going to blow each other up under my administration. Is that equivalent to, read my lips, no taxes? Well, like father, like son. Here's another one. I understand that the unrest in the Middle East creates unrest in the region. What region would that be, George? Oh, boy. Again, I have to ask the question to any Bush supporters out there listening, and I'm sure that there are a few anyway. On what basis do you still support this scoundrel? If you were to suddenly be fired from your Homeland Security position tomorrow, would you still be supporting Emperor Gluteus Maximus with such vim and vigor? I mean, you know, just forget his corruption, his lies, his scams. Just look at how incredibly mentally incompetent the man is. I mean, this is scary. How can you deny, just based on his own words, the stuff that comes out of his own mouth, if that is his mouth? I think it's the other end. I don't know. What's the difference? You get smelly, putrid, foul odors coming out of both ends, and nothing but feces out of both ends, so what does it matter? But seriously, just listening to this man talk and realizing what a complete bumbling fool he is, isn't that scary enough? Isn't that reason enough to want to remove him from power? Look, this guy is just too incompetent, too inept to remain in power. We can't trust someone who's this mentally incompetent, can't even put a sentence together, can't even say two words without tripping over his own tongue. You know, just on that basis alone, how can people support this guy and think that he's, you know, can be trusted to hold the reins of power? Of course, he doesn't hold the reins of power. The reality is that his little string pullers behind the curtain are telling him what to do and say. But nevertheless, how these people support him. But then, of course, when you add in all the corruption, all the lies, all the scams, all the indictments that have come down, hey! If you're still supporting Bush at this point, as I've said before, you're either a complete mental case fool or you're a traitorous monstrosity from the pits of hell. Here's another one. My administration has been calling upon all the leaders in the Middle East to do everything they can to stop the violence, to tell the different parties involved that peace will never happen. He actually said that. You know, I don't think that this is an example of one of his slip-ups. I think that one was intentional. What do you think? Here's another one. The terrorist acts and, you know, the responses have got to end in order for us to get the framework, the groundwork. Not framework, the groundwork. To discuss a framework for peace, to lay the... Oh, all right. Oh, God help us, man. Oh, this is, I have to read this one again. This is a classic. These terrorist acts and, you know, the responses have got to end. So, hey, not only do we have to end the terrorist attacks, we got to end the responses, too. Well, George, that's what we've been trying to do from day one after 9/11. End your responses, yeah. Anyway, these terrorist acts, these responses have got to end in order for us to get the framework, the groundwork, not framework, the groundwork, to discuss a framework for peace. Oh, help me. You still love George Bush now? You still think he's competent to handle the job? Again, forget the corruption. Just look what a bumbling fool this guy is. What a national, better yet, international embarrassment this jokester is. Man, I don't think it's an accident he looks like flipping Howdy Doody. Here's another one. For a century and a half now, America and Japan have formed one of the great and enduring alliances of modern times. America and Japan? Gee, when did that happen, George? Oh, boy. All right, guys. I'll read a few more of these when we get back to the books.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free. 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Minutes left here. I'll just go over a few more of my favorite little Bushisms. I love this one. The United States and Russia are in the midst of a transformationed relationship that will yield peace and progress. Transformationed. This is a new word to Andy Dictionary. Is our children learning? president sure isn't. Speaking of that, here's a good one. Oh, this is a Bush classic right here. And this is the guy who came up with No Child Left Behind, the education president. Yeah, I want in on that one. Listen to this one. We spent a lot of time talking about Africa, as we should. Africa is a nation that suffers from incredible disease. Africa is a nation. You know, prior to stealing the White House, do you think this guy ever made it out of Crawford? Probably not. In fact, I understand he's quite fond of that little sheep out there in the barn. Oh, boy. The nation of Africa, he says, suffers from incredible disease. Yeah, they do, George. I wonder why that is. Here's another one. Neither in French, nor in English, nor in Mexican. do you speak Mexican, George? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he has his own language. It's called Mexican, and that's why we don't understand it, I guess. Maybe this makes some sense after all. Anyway, here's another one. They, the 9/11 terrorists, misunderstood. There we go. Oh, that's a Bush classic. I love that one. They, the 9/11 terrorists, misunderstood the fact that we love a neighbor in need. They misunderstood, he says it again, the compassion of our country. I think they misunderstood a third time. Bingo! The will and the determination of the commander-in-chief, too. Well, yeah. The determination of the commander-in-chief to invade Afghanistan and Iraq, which they planned long before 9/11. Misunderstood. I think you misunderstood the whole nation, George, thinking that the whole country was going to fall for the 9/11 story that you've spun for us. Initially they did, of course, but because of your sloppy grab for power and wealth, you've woken too many people up. There's no turning back now. Propaganda war, folks, is being lost. There's no question about that. Nobody can argue that. That's one huge win for us. Definitely. Here's another one. It's very important for people to understand that when there's more trade, there's more commerce. Oh, such words of wisdom, I tell you. It's profound, isn't it? I've learned so much from paying attention to this great man of wisdom. I tell you, he leaves Gandhi in the dust here. Here's another one. The terrorists didn't think that we were a nation that could conceivably sacrifice for something greater than ourselves. That's an interesting statement. That's a phrase that Daddy used quite a bit. I'll pick that up on another show, guys. I don't have time. It's quite a long statement. Anyway, guys, tomorrow we got Joe Farrell coming on. He's going to talk about his new book, The Cosmic War, available from Adventures Unlimited Press. So join us for that discussion. Should be real interesting. We're going to get off politics for change tomorrow. Much to the delight of some of you. Much to the delight of me. I hate talking about this garbage all the time. All right, guys. We'll see you then. Take care.
With recent internet